That's our intro.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, review shorts, and some cock in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody.
Now, this is the podcast that makes your erection last.
Yeah!
Saved it.
Can confirm, erection still going.
Yeah, I'm more hard as a rock right now. We're back, and there's a lot of news. It's a lot of things. The Super Bowl made it.
So much news.
Yeah. So I say let's get into it.
Nope.
Our news and shorts.
Okay, superhero movie news. Let's just block this motherfucker together. First up, Fantastic Four cast.
The big one.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, these are all the rumors. Like, everybody's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no surprise.
Yeah.
No surprise. The only one, Joseph Quinn, I didn't actually know who it was.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, Stranger Things guy.
Eddie Munson.
Here we go.
Monster.
Munson. Maybe. Anyway. So we've got Pedro Pascal as Mr. Fantastic.
That's right, Reed Richards.
Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm.
Sue Storm, Richard.
Joseph Quinn as
Johnny Storm.
Johnny Storm.
The Flaming Arrow.
And Cousin.
No, what is the Human Torch? The thing is, like, it's such a clunky name. Like, you can tell that this team was created in the 50s or 60s or whatever.
And the Human Torch was actually
Mr. Fantastic.
The Human Torch was the first Marvel superhero.
Yeah.
Before, like, he wasn't actually part of this. He was just a thing.
And then his catchphrase is like, flame on.
Yeah.
So I'm like, gay icon.
Yeah. Well, either that was odd, but
look, I don't know. But then you have him as Human Torch, yeah?
And then we've got Cousin.
Cousin.
Eben Moss-Bacharach as...
The Thing. I think that is the most perfect casting. Yeah.
Jen was like, I don't get it. I'm like, bruh.
Jen doesn't get it.
Bruh.
That's the thing. She doesn't care about Marvel's first
she
family.
She doesn't. And the fact that she doesn't understand why he works so well in this role.
I'm walking here! give me a sandwich!
Just put in some Taylor Swift
this is
in
Chicago.
There also. But yeah, I think this is, it's a perfect, perfect
casting. And then the way they announced it is just so classy.
Oh, and
it's so next level.
So classy that everyone literally just ran with him.
No, I
everyone.
I did a double take. I was like, blah, 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 and because I was like, they posted a Valentine's picture and you can see it's like 1960s themed.
The costumes.
If you, obviously the nerds are going to look for Easter eggs. So there's a Time magazine from 1963 or something.
The robot, what's that robot's name is there? Also?
Yeah, Fantastic Bot.
Yeah.
I can't remember all of this.
ChatGPT.
Yeah, ChatGPT. There's a picture of Eben Moss.
Yeah, in his astronaut outfit.
And then the thing is there, Sue Storm is there, and they look like they're having like a little family time.
Yeah, which probably shows that it's an established team.
And they are set in the 60s.
Yes.
And then somehow, Quantum Zone, they're going to come to, you know what I mean?
Love that.
I also love that.
Anytime we get more of that quantum realm, bruh, I just...
Ugh. Oh, no, I don't. I'm sorry. I mistook your sarcasm for actual.
For actual.
Yeah, no. I love that they would start in the 60s and then sort of come, you know, into the present because then it's like they only have each other. Like
they're going to figure it out together.
Exactly. Yes. So it really strengthens their family bond and vibe.
And the last time Marvel went that far back was for the first Avenger, Captain America. That's a dope movie. So I'm very much hoping that the setting, the team, the fact that they established and all of that, and that they seem true to the Fantastic Four story.
Yeah.
Bodes well for everyone.
Oh, where? And now let's get into like some trailers, right? The first one being, and we carry on with the superhero theme, Deadpool 3, most viewed trailer in history.
Yeah. Deadpool is so important to saving Marvel right now. I think just straight off the bat, if Deadpool is not good, Marvel's spiral that they are in right now is going to probably... There's no return, I think. So much is riding on it. Whatever's going on in Deadpool is also going to be how they bring everything together.
Yeah.
Right? Because...
Or destroy it.
Or destroy it. Because there's your TVA. There's your new... what's his face from Succession? Mr. Paradox.
Succession A.
Yeah, Succession A. The guy that won Succession.
Yeah, he's like, hey, the guy.
Yeah.
He's the one who became the... Spoiler alert. He's the one who won in the end.
Became the CEO.
Worms Gams.
Worms Gams.
Tom Worms Gams. Oh. So he's in there, which is cool. But I like the fact that they didn't really give me anything. They just gave me
There's enough. No story.
No. But you see blood. People were worried that there wasn't going to be blood. There's blood.
There's making cut of Disney.
There's humor. Yeah, it's weird also because it starts with everyone that from the old movies in and it's his birthday and it doesn't seem like him and his girlfriend are together. It's a weird thing. But anyway, I mean, you can delve deep into it, whatever. This built hype and I like the fact that they didn't show Wolverine.
Yes, we just got a shadow.
Yeah, and we got a shot from the back, which is Patch. That's like a comic book series where he went by Wolverine Patch. Because he had a patch and a tuxedo.
Nice.
You know, as you do.
Hugh Jackman with a patch.
Yeah, you patchman. So, yeah, they didn't actually show Hugh Jackman. And they just showed his shadow and the claws come out. And it was perfect.
Everything about this.
Oh, yeah.
This actually took me back to how Marvel used to get it right.
Yeah.
You know, I've been very disinterested for a while now.
Yeah.
Right from the trailers to the film releases. And this is actually pulling me. The Fantastic Four announcement and this trailer is very much pulling me back in.
We're going to quick fire some of the trailers. Because it was the Superb Owl.
Superb Owl.
Yeah, the Superb Owl. And that is like the biggest.
One by Taylor Swift.
Leave her alone. Also, who gives a like, it doesn't f***ing matter,
Tay-Tay
man.
And Blake Lively won.
With Ice Spice Satuka. Anyway, they pay like what? Like $7 million for a 30-second spot or something.
And then you got trailers that are booking like 2-minute spots and just hyping the shit out of things.
Yeah, so we have A Quiet Place Day One. What do you think?
I don't know about this, eh? I like the original story. This is too noisy.
Yeah, but this is day one.
It's going against the conceit of the film.
It's day one.
I know, and there's so many of that stuff.
Like, people are still, like, one thing, a giant group of people are terrible with is communication.
Yes.
And I feel like this is day one, and they don't.
It's going to go badly.
Figuring it out.
Yeah.
I think it looks great to me.
Lupita and Digimon, I'm very, very excited for whatever's happening there.
Mm-hmm.
But don't call it A Quiet Place and be so rowdy, man.
It's
how it became The Quiet Place.
It's like everyone that's this movie. Back. Everyone shut the
oh, your back. They're gonna kill us.
Then we have Despicable Me 4.
That's a lot of Despicable Me now, eh? But it's look, this franchise is one of the most successful ever. Talking about billions.
I don't care about this.
Yeah.
I mean, your son would.
He's Sonic.
Oh,
he
nice.
He is Sonic-ing it.
We'll
up
get to Sonic. The Four guy at a TV spot, I'm still excited for this.
Yes, stick. Very much.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
Also not. I'm not feeling it anymore.
What?
Oh, I'm just not, man. It's
I
too
like
much.
This. I like this show. This
and look, Viola Davis is a villain in this one. He's a shape-shifting villain. This thing.
She's the murder case.
Yeah.
So she's a lawyer.
How to get away with murder. So it's an interesting villain, but yeah, I've tapped out of the series.
Yeah, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. This looks lit now.
New trilogy, apparently. We're getting to the point of the original movie now as well. And Andy Serkis was heavily consulted.
Yeah.
For a lot of the...
Because he is Mr. Monkey Man.
He was Caesar.
Like the way... Like my monkey walk, Abby, I learned it from Andy Serkis.
Is that the same like your crabman walk?
No, it's not the same. Okay. It's different. It's a different gait. I'll put a tutorial online.
He's not going to.
And then Wicked.
Yeah, people are complaining about this one.
I don't
one,
care
right?
about this. I don't care about
it. Yeah, the CGI is not looking good. I don't think the story looks that interesting. Is Jeff Goldblum? Is Jeff Goldblum Oz? What did I see right?
I don't know, Jody, because I don't care.
Okay.
The thing is, fans.
I'm Oz.
This is a play, right?
Yes.
And fans of the play are going to watch this movie.
Probably.
Irregardless.
How did that go? Okay, Kevin James.
It's a word now.
Yeah. How did that go for
I
Cats?
Did not watch that man special. Don't even
James.
Yeah, it didn't work out well for Cats, but I feel like theater kids grow up and they want to make movies, but they love theater and then they do cuck like this.
That's true.
So I don't care about this, but I know if it is good enough, it's going to make money.
Makes sense. I agree.
Twisters.
I all got excited for Twisters.
That's a weird thing to say, Jody.
It's it's been long enough since the original, man.
No.
And I'm on that Glenn Powell hype train at the moment.
No, right? I'm sorry. They did not show one cow.
Yeah.
Getting ripped apart. And I was like, this is bullshit.
Give me my cow.
I want. That's what got
give
me excited
patties.
For
give
the
me
first
patties.
Movie. Yeah. It's the cow.
Yeah.
I wanted to see a cow, and now it's Twisters, more than one cow. I'm
more than one Twister, too. Sorry,
no,
man.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like
you
at least
have three
the cow to Twister ratio was
needs
off.
Needs to be equal.
Damn it. It's a one-to-one ratio.
But the premise is they're kind of developing something that could stop Twisters.
Yeah, and Jada's like, ooh, the balls are back. The metal balls was going way up into this.
The balls are back in town.
Balls are back in town.
So, you excited for this? You on the Glenn
I'm
Powell.
On the Glenn Powell hype train.
Nah, he's good, man. He's good. He's a good guy, I think, from what I can tell. If.
Good friends.
If. No, if. The trailer. Oh. Imaginary friend is
I
what it stands
for. It's a pregnant pause.
No, it's not pregnant or pausing. It is the If trailer. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski directed film. By
Steve Carell. It's got an all-star cast.
It's about imaginary friends. That's what IF stands for.
Like what happens when you stop playing with them.
Yeah, and then there's one girl that can see them all type thing. And Ryan Reynolds is wearing a waistcoat for some reason. This looks fun. It looks cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who's those DreamWorks? No? I think it's DreamWorks.
I think TeamWorks, they make the DreamWorks.
Yeah, they do make. No, that corporate speaker.
I don't know what it is. I don't know who did it. But I kind of watched it, but I'm not sure who's aimed at. Is it aimed at a younger audience?
I think that they're trying to straddle that line, and the animated movies of late are not doing it well.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's either too adult or too kiddie, and they're trying to straddle the line here, and the live-action Ryan Reynolds is what throws it off a bit for me also.
Anyway. We'll see. Monkey Man, I'm glad we spoke about this. Yeah. Well, I don't know if we released it, but we did speak about this. This got a trailer. It is Dev Patel's writing, directing, action, debut. This looks dope. I'm glad they put money behind it.
Yes.
I think it is a cinematic film. Then we have Inside Out some more. Inside Out 2, which I really liked Inside Out. It was cool. It was fresh. It was funky. No, it was a cool concept that was executed well. Yeah. And with this, the obviously everyone suspected the girl is going to age and there's going to be more
emotions coming in.
And it's exactly that.
Yeah.
I hope we see some characters return.
Mm.
What's it, guys? Bing bong.
Her imaginary friend. No, I can't lose him again. Don't make him come back and then he dies again.
They must lose him again. Just to gut punch you. No, but I'm excited for this one. I think it will be dope. That's what aired during the Super Bowl. And then Usher performed.
Yeah.
And then Alicia Keys also. Did you hear Alicia Keys?
Yeah. People have been going on about she should just stop singing.
No, I think it was just some people.
And the awkward hug. And
no, but they're friends. Usher was performing. The song is about my boo, and he was acting like she was his boo.
Yeah. It just didn't feel reciprocal, you know.
All right.
Just saying.
Keeping with the
lack of reciprocity.
Nope. The trailers. Moana 2 launched a thing.
The Rock is on an aggressive campaign to save his career right now. Because where did this come from? First of all,
I think they made
live action Moana was announced.
Announced,
the Rock in it.
Announced and cast.
Yes, with the Rock in it. Then Skillak 80 Blowpad was a yumble. We get Moana 2. What's her name is back? Ali Cavalio. Cavalio.
Cavassier.
Yeah, she's back. Rock's back. Movie's back. It's like, what the hell?
It's so strange because the Rock's solution to his problem, as you put it, is to like, we need more of me in the public eye.
Ross, have you been following the stuff that's been happening in wrestling with him?
Yeah, he's like a full-on heel now.
God damn. Do you know why it happened?
Why?
So He came back. He's actually an executive with WWE now. Because they were bought out.
Got the rights back to
his name. So he got the rights to his name and all that shit. And they said as part of the deal, he insisted he wants to headline WrestleMania again. This is the behind the scenes like theories.
Yeah.
So Cody Rhodes has been finished the story, Cody, for 2 years now. Like they didn't let him do it last year. He lost at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Wins Royal Rumble again. He's going to now be the, Rock comes in. He's like, hey bro, I want to fight Roman. I want to be head of the table, all that shit. So you just make them pivot that whole story away from Cody. So Cody announced live, I'm not going to go for the title this year.
Wow.
Rock's going to do it. And I'm endorsing him. And then the crowd reaction was so intense that they pivoted away from that into The Rock becoming a heel. And part of this whole thing was the Moana 2 announcement as well. They think that he moved that up because he was getting such cuck from the wrestling thing.
Wow.
And the wrestling crowd was the last crowd that still liked him.
Yeah.
Like his other audience with movies and stuff have given up on him.
No, they haven't given up. That's a strong word. Okay. There's a lot of people that still love him. I just think the quality of the films is maybe.
There's been oversaturation and low levels of quality.
It makes sense. I mean, WWE. But
bananas.
Yeah, but I think Triple H is doing a good job.
He is.
Yeah.
But this whole thing.
Nah, shame. Man. Poor Cody Rhodes. And also Roman Reigns. Who is he?
Even easy.
Roadhouse Shenanigans. So Roadhouse, so it's a remake with Jake Gyllenhaal. It's directed by Doug Liman.
Yes.
And
who was pissed at.
And Conor McGregor is in it.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to, well, we assumed that it was going to be released in theaters, but it turns out that it's going straight to Amazon Prime.
Now, it definitely was when it was an MGM-owned property.
Yes. When in the
to be released over, in theaters. Then with the buyover, they were still going to release it in theaters. And from the original story that we heard, Doug Liman wasn't on board with that at any point, and they made the decision outside of his involvement, and he got pissed, right? So he's like, I'm boycotting the premiere and all that kind.
Yeah.
Subsequently, a whole lot of other stuff came up now about who was away and who took more money for themselves.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal and Doug Liman, when they started production, they were offered 65, and they take it to theaters and they market it, or they take 85 and it goes straight to streaming.
Yeah.
And then they chose 85.
Yes.
According to Amazon.
With the difference essentially being split amongst the producers and...
Like, according to Amazon. Yeah. We haven't heard from Doug Liman as yet, but I don't know.
It's crazy, man. The timeline to me kind of... It's
he
very
said
strange.
He was promised a theater release.
And I don't see why he would have this type of reaction if... they didn't follow through on something that he agreed to.
Yeah.
Because with what they are saying now, it's like he wants his cake. He wants to take his cake and eat it too. Because he took the money agreeing to the streaming release. And then there's the other producer, the guy from, what's that guy's name? Joel Silver. Who's also like, he was just brought on board by Doug Liman. But has actually been causing issues behind the scenes and hasn't gotten along with anyone. And some other agent who's not involved with anything.
Yeah, but he's like an old bar. He's old, no?
He is. He's like from the 90s, bro.
Yeah, he's 90s.
Action. Yeah.
He's in his 90s.
He's in his 90s since the 90s.
So, I don't know. Until we get a statement from Doug Liman, I guess it is what it is. Public opinion is always going to be like, okay. Yeah, he took the money, f*** this guy, whatever. But I don't know.
When have the streamers ever lied to us?
It looks like a theatrical release, though. Yeah. Like it should be.
It looks like it was shot for cinema.
Yeah, just based on the production and whatever they're talking about. Maybe he was promised a theatrical release worth the $85 million. Because if I was the studio and I believed in the film,
I would put it out at the cinema first.
Exactly.
Not feeling it.
Think of all the MMA action fans that are gonna go see this.
Just because of Conor McGregor.
No, yeah, but also like if you got Conor McGregor, you got liquor fight choreography, you've got, you know what I mean? It's
all Doug Liman is amazing with
the
action.
Recipe is there, bruh. Anyway, we'll see how this pans out until he releases a statement, but whatever. Bassem Youssef, he's a Egyptian-born comedian.
And very much
political commentator. A handsome guy, actually. Look at those eyes.
And just so incredibly eloquent and smart with how he talks.
I do love this guy. Anyway, he recently came into the greater public eye when he was on Piers Morgan criticizing Israel for their genocide. And then we find out now that before all this, he auditioned and got a call back and interview to be in Superman Legacy.
Yeah. And James Gunn was involved with the discussions with him and all of that.
James Gunn personally called him, had a little interview and shit. And then he didn't hear from them for months.
Yes. And
in between that time, he went on Piers Morgan, which was his biggest interview at the time, criticized Israel. And then he was told, oh, they changed the script.
You're not in anymore.
You're not in anymore. And then he was bitter and whatever. And he admitted that. When he did speak about it publicly, he said, look, maybe he wants to believe that they change the script and whatever, but he can't help but think he made the comments, and then he was told, oh, no, hearties. So, according to him and according to James Gunn, they have spoken, they're cool.
Mm.
He speaks very highly of James Gunn. Mm. He says he's an amazing man, he's an amazing director, he spoke to him personally, whatever. I thought they gave him the full story, like James Gunn would say, okay, we did change the script, here's the script, whatever, whatever, but I saw a TikTok of his recently, and we addressed it like for the final time, and it didn't seem like they fully still explained. They just said he had a good conversation with James Gunn. They hashed it out. It's all fine, but he still didn't say, "Oh, they said
clarified,
yeah, legit changed the script or whatever."
And look, Hollywood has got form currently for if you say the wrong things, particularly on the Israel-Palestine situation, you are going to lose work. You're going to lose roles. That's just that. We did cover the Melissa Barrera stuff.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if it was the case here. I think James Gunn, as a person, will win over anyone that he... There we go.
It's not a good, not a full show. It's not a full show. It's
just adding layers to it.
Yeah, I don't think he would do, you know... actively do that, but again, he's beholden to studio heads.
So and he is now also essentially corporate himself in terms of his role with DC.
Yeah.
So let's just say I can totally believe the version that Bassam has put forward to us, that he was cast and then just suddenly told no.
Yeah.
I think the bit we left out was that the writer's strike happens and apparently that impacted the scripts and all of that stuff too. That's the other fallback for Warner Brothers with us.
But it's not a good look. And I mean, people generally love Bassam Youssef. I don't think his exclusion will make the movie worse.
Mm-mm. But it sucks if it's the case.
It does suck, yeah.
You know, that what he's saying is the reality. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Karate Kid.
Ooh.
So they were looking for an unknown and they cast a known.
Top series on Netflix right now.
So they cast... American-born Chinese, that's the show. I'm not saying he's an American-born Chinese. He may be, but the show is called American-born Chinese, and his name is Ben Wang, and he is the next Karate Kid. How do you feel about him being Asian? I thought the whole point is that it's anyone can karate.
And the assumption was
he's a full-on legit martial artist.
And look, according to them, them being the producers and I guess Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio, his audition tape that he sent in was amazing.
Yeah.
So that's what blew them away and made them make the
choice. Did he do like high kicks?
Probably. I guess it's like Tom Holland with his Spider-Man.
That's the hardest kick.
Mm-hmm.
A high kick.
A high kick?
Yeah. I had this discussion last night with people.
Don't. I fear for you.
It was Elton.
But he's high.
Yeah, but I wear loose pants.
I mean tall.
I wear loose pants though.
Oh,
I could get him.
I just fear for the hemi and
no. You wanted to. He was. We were. It involved Kanye West, obviously.
Of course. It ends with.
And then he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna like he's like I'm gonna move you. I'm like, you can't move me, but I do high kicks only. And you won't be able to touch me. It's just high kicks.
Any discussion with Alton that involves Kanye West is invariably gonna end with I want to high kick you.
Anyway,
I feel like it's anticlimactic too. Have this big announcement you know, we're gonna find a new star, right? They put the videos out. We are looking for a new star. Send your stuff in, and then let's just pick a famous kid. Then why have the whole campaign?
Editor Asya, Abby mentions that Jaden Smith was in the last Karate Kid.
I do think he's going to make a cameo.
I will certain hope not.
He's going to make a cameo.
Because
he's cack.
Jada and Will are going to be in the ear of whoever's working with Jaden.
But aren't you, you named your son after him?
Yeah, you know. That was when he was like famous. Didn't name him after Jaden Smith.
You can't prove that you didn't.
I really have no proof whatsoever. The timeline works.
Jody was like, he's going to be better than his father. Anyway, I do think he's going to make a cameo. I do think my brother over there bringing the whole team. Just like,
because the Cobra Kai guys
it's Karate Kid Transformers.
Yeah, it is.
I thought it would be someone white or black or Hispanic. Asian, so that, you know, that was the beauty of the Karate Kid.
Do you know what I was hoping for? Is that they'd go for like an Indian market or like someone from an African country where they could blend in elements of where that person's from.
Yeah.
So like there's styles, ooh, fighting like an
immigrant
styles,
story.
Like unique fighting styles that comes from their background mixed with the knowledge of
Karate.
Daniel-san and Mr. The Han.
Waxing.
Yeah. You know? Wow, they could have tapped into that.
Yeah.
So that we see something new and something that we haven't seen.
Yeah,
before.
But I feel like we can't be mad at Asian representation.
That too.
I mean, I ain't mad at it, but like Karate Kid was like the fish out of water
thing. But it's not the Asian side for me here. It's the fact that they've gone for someone that's actually famous.
And an accomplished martial artist.
Yes.
Gladiator 2. We thought they would never make a sequel to this. When they pitched the initial idea for the sequel,
the initial ideas were
the fuck. All the public was like, are you on cocaine right now? Because it was like, the gods decide, oh, Maximus should not die at this point, and they bring him back to life. And
But we were going to go down to hell to
get like
him.
A whole.
Because Maximus went to hell?
A whole nether realm situation. Yes. I'm glad they didn't go with that. And I think Russell Crowe was also
that was
also
all
like,
out of desperation to get Russell Crowe back.
But I think Russell Crowe looked at the script and like, you're f***ing what, mate?
And he looked at his waistline, he's like, f*** it,
I'm not f***ing doing that again. Then, years later, well, how long has it been now?
That film was 2000s?
Like
I think it's
years.
At least 20 years.
Yeah, this is a jump into the future and we're actually focusing on the little boy that was the nephew of Joaquin Phoenix's character and his story into the gladiator realm or whatever. Then they start mentioning names. Denzel, Pascal. I know that's the only two that I know.
That's enough for
no,
me.
No, but there's more.
You've got Connie Nielsen comes back. Pedro Pascal is also in here.
No, but I was talking about Pedro Pascal.
Oh, I was Paul Mescal.
Yeah.
How did you not get Paul? He's the lead.
But I'm talking about like all-stars. Mescal's not an all-star yet.
Whatever.
Okay.
After Sun. After Sun, damn it.
Okay, that's one film joke.
After Sun. And apparently he's amazing in the movie with what's his dude? From Sherlock. An Oscar nominated movie.
Oscar nominated. Benedict Cumberbatch.
No. you suck at this.
I don't even know what you're trying to say. I'm just
all joking. Of us strangers.
All of us together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Digimon's also back.
Yes.
Sorry, I now got sidetracked. Digimon is back. Also, Joseph Quinn is also in this.
Not an all-star.
He's getting there. May Kalamaui from what was she in Marvel again?
that's not a
Kalamaui.
You made that up now.
No.
Huh?
Kalamaui.
Kalamaui.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know.
There's no A after the W.
Okay. She's in what?
She's in Marvel, man. And other stuff.
Yo, I talk she, about was all stars. She was in Moon Knight. She mentions all this angst, man, bro. Anyway. But Paul Mescal.
Lots of famous people.
He's hot right now. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a quiet movie, personally. And then we get the story that footage that they have filmed so far, they have shown to execs. And you know execs, the taste of execs is second to none. And it apparently blew them
sense
away.
Of smell too.
My concern, I have two concerns. One is Ridley Scott is over the hill.
Yes. Severely so.
And he's had a lot of misses now. Napoleon is fucking dog shit.
Whatever he's done with Alien since he came back.
I haven't finished Napoleon. I don't plan on it. Also, I don't trust executives. They said Batman v Superman was the, or Justice League or whatever, was the best movie ever. And they,
the Flash
standing
as well.
Ovation, yes. They said this Flash is going to change superhero movies forever. And then we were like, what is this?
Yeah.
So those are my two concerns. Mm. What are your concerns?
All of that.
Yeah.
All of that. And look, if they're saying that they think they're going to make money from it, which is the only reason an executive gets excited, then I wonder what story are they going to be telling in this movie. The original Gladiator works because everything about it works.
Yeah.
It was perfect casting, amazing effects, one of the best movie stories ever. That all works. But now, equity.
You need to introduce guns.
Oh, yeah. A tiger? Bah.
Sat. Again, we'll see. I have faith in the cast, not so much the director. Mm. Jonathan in major trouble again.
So much.
So, based on this, I think Marvel was right to drop him.
And this probably shows you that Marvel was very much aware of what's coming out.
Maybe, yeah. Like,
you know, yeah. They make decisions based on info that we would not be privy to. So
yeah. So two more women accuse him of abusive behavior. The stories are not great. And
the interview was not great.
Yeah. And it shows a pattern, because a lot of what was said by these two women are things that he did similar things with the last case, yeah.
I mean, what was his response to the injuries? Like, I wish I knew.
Yeah. He just said, I really want to fuck it at the Scott King. That's what he said, I'm sure.
Yeah. Not quite.
Nobody. Why does he keep referencing that woman?
I don't know,
bro. He's like, you Macareta. You have to be you Macareta Scott King. And then people started saying, Careta Scott Gang needs to chill out.
But dude, this guy is...
Nah, they like did the right thing. He needs therapy.
He needs help.
He needs therapy if he's going to continue his career. No one has picked up Magazine Dreams again, eh?
No, because that was dropped by, who was the distributors? Like not one of the major studios, but a fairly big one. And they put it up for auction. And I think everyone is waiting for how is this stuff going to play out?
Yeah.
It's not playing out well, bro. Mm. That movie is going to go straight to Showmax or some kind at some point.
Under the Showmax.
Mm.
What's below Showmax?
I don't know. ETV streaming.
And now they're going to release it on TikTok in 1 minute clips. That's the
advertising in there also. The best way to
view something. You know, I hate that concept now, but it gets you, my bro. If they choose a scene that is tight, like it's like, I'm going to watch
this
till the
end. They got me with the documentary stuff already. Because that's where they like, and then you like, it used to be up till about the part 6 or 8.
Yeah.
And now it's like 20s. And 50s. you just keep going and going.
Anyway, there's two women that are accusing him. He could still spend a year in jail, no?
Yeah, because the case is still going to go forward and stuff. I mean, all of these things that he's been trying to do is to throw cases out.
Yeah.
Like, he's just been trying to block cases.
Throw cases out, lockdown evidence, whatever. And then there's also crew members that have worked with him before that say the same thing.
And former, like, castmates at school in plays. It's like all
it's
of
like
that.
It's like dating back to, like, before he was, like, when he was still studying and shit. Yes. Like,
but that stuff was anecdotal. It's like people coming forward, but no one was laying charges.
Yeah.
And now it's becoming more and more serious accusations that are becoming official, like charges being laid and stuff. But the anecdotal stories just feed
it's
into
like the surprise of menace, maybe.
Yeah. And then you wonder again with Hollywood, what was going on in his life was probably not secret.
No.
You know, and it was just a matter of it's not out, so we'll keep going with it.
Yeah.
How many times are you going to keep doing that? Like just holding people accountable.
Mm.
And not supporting this type of behavior.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's super talented. That was evident. But he can't keep getting away with this.
No.
And it's if it costs his career, if he goes to jail, then so be it.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. It is sad as a movie fan and as a fan of great actors, we probably won't see him perform again. But I'm okay with it if people are protected and he's not hurting anyone anymore.
And I think the other side of that is people of color being successful.
Sucks that he's a black man.
And then you find something like this out. And I mean,
it sucks that he's
a
black man.
You can say like races.
And
then
got Kevin Spacey, who's like chilling,
living his best.
He's gonna he's got a new stuff coming out.
He's being cast and getting, and he said it, right? Like, remember he did that interview saying, yeah, they're waiting for my name to be cleared, then yeah, I'm coming back.
And now, you know, and now the black man going down again.
And you don't want race to be a thing with it, but for us, I think it's people of color succeeding is a good thing. And when you see this happening, it's like, yeah, man.
It sucks. So, do we have any shout-outs?
No, eh?
No shout-outs?
No shout-outs. That's
fine with me.
Plug your show. You can just plug your show instead of us doing a shout-out.
Okay.
When does it release?
I don't know. I don't know when it releases. Gradually.
Go and watch Ross. go and watch Ross.
Listen.
Go and listen to the show on all the platforms. And it's liquor quick. It's not like us.
ages. We don't dally.
No.
Because it's serious topics.
Yeah, so serious. They give the best bad advice you could possibly
have. But I don't know when it releases. It's gradually.
But there are episodes out. People can go catch up.
And more will come.
Yeah.
So if someone wanted to find our show, Jody, how would they do that?
You can go on Instagram, TikTok, not so much Facebook, not so much YouTube, Bicycle Brasser Podcast, and you can write to us, bicyclebrasser@gmail.com.
Stay safe, everyone, and remember, be good for Knox.
And Charlie.